Asia, from Indonesia to the world. Let's take a listen to the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on the Wanita ID and the application FME Digital. Today is Vazak Day in Indonesia, and I saw that in Jakarta it's kind of quiet because I believe people are having vacation today. But worry not, we are still bringing you a lot of information coming from our country. So make sure to stay tuned on and anyway, service Voice of Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries affirmed its commitment to sustainable marine management through the Blue Economy Program and Marine Spatial Zoning Regulation during the 10th Hour Ocean Conference, or OOC, as part of the APEC Oceans-related ministerial meeting held in Busan, South Korea. Quoted from antaranews.com, according to the Ministry's Director General of Marine Spatial Planning, Kartika Listriana, the regulation includes interregional zoning plans, national strategic area zoning plans, and specific national strategic area zoning plans. In addition to the commitment regarding the zoning plan regulation, Indonesia conveyed other commitment, including strengthening blue carbon management through a scheme to quickly calculate the blue carbon value of seagrass beds in 20 marine conservation areas. In the meantime, Maung Mewoto Bilaki-Laki in East Flores, East Nusa Tenggara erupted on Sunday evening, around 8:17 p.m. Central Indonesian Time, spilling a 300-meter column of volcanic ash above its peak. Quoted from antaranews.com, this was confirmed by a monitoring officer of Maung Mewoto Bilaki-Laki, Hermanio Simboro, in a written report he received here on Sunday. The ash column was monitored having a height of around 1,884 meters above sea level, with the eruption recorded in a seismograph with a maximum amplitude of 2.9 millimeters and a duration of around 1 minute and 55 seconds. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly, and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to put its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's start now. Let's see the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. So it seems for today, during the first half day, a lot of people are having vacation here and there, and they will need to be a little bit more careful, especially if they are driving anything today, because today is going to be quite raining in a lot of places, and I'd like to mention some of them. The rain will be falling over Jakarta, Denpasar, Medan, and then also in Bandung, Surabaya, Pontianak, also in Bandar Lampung, Mataram, Manado, Palu, also in Manokwari, Sorong City, and also Jayapura. And some other places in Indonesia are expecting rain with thunder, including in Jayawijaya, Nabire, Mamuju, in Semarang, Jambi, Palangkaraya, Samarinda, Tanjung Selor, and Pangkal Pinang. If you happen in those places, happen to be in those places potentially raining or even storming, well, just make sure to take cover instead of forcing yourself to drive anything, and keep on getting updates about the weather in Indonesia from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency to make sure that you will be home safely. More from Indonesia still coming up next. I'll stay tuned on Radio World Service. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. for listening to the broadcast of Voice of Indonesia on RRI Digital Mobile App. And you can also enjoy directly the programs not only by the Voice of Indonesia, but all RRI stations across Indonesia, including your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to the pop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang right now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden papa, which has the same story as wayang kuno, or classical little papas for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana. Brata, Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely, Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi, seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
tahu, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes bintang. And the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called bencong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is sold, not cut. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya, kalau Ramayana itu yang berwatak jelek, kalau antara, kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Ramayana. For example, the story of Ramayana in which Krishna Vana is bad and simple, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandavali is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandava are good and honest, while those from Urawa or Astina are bad. But no point of that. Therefore, Japanese people call it the number knowledge. It's all shown in the bands and us, which one we should follow.
Kesenian perkalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
Papa Masuri dan kerawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalam, and singer. The rest region from Japan and the US, the young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI can now learn it. When I still thought, kerawitan major only had one class. Now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bhakti Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan cara bagus kan. Kalau kita melihat ke semua, lebih dahsyat.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well, if we move to solo, it's amazing. Yogyakarta still has a strong scenario, not like solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like the might of Sudarsono try to make puppet, manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian president Suharto, Gotha Party always won the election, and Anom played the Senayan Gatot Kocho Federative. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, then wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art or ramas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equipped with wayang tafid and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafid uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafid is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafid, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafid is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafid is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafid was created as tafid worried about the young generation who has no space to play. So wayang tafid is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafid tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitu ya, plastik.
Kemudian I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage, which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafid story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Kali-kali cerita itu untuk rangkuman anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to be eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tapit are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti apa irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer rules the rule, public has various opinions. Ikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
I don't like modern wayang because it no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the word Chinese, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or Kawai still has Kraton form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Japanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-ubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Padahal rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30, as DKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of Sukarno General, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Garuna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself attacked and gathered culture fever. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafit hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya adalah generasi muda supaya lebih baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang if it goes international and it's worth finding saja. Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia. Atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya tidak gelisah hati saya. Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still love and care about